This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Three St. Thomas businesses destroyed by fire. A senator takes on the Whole Town Civic Center debate in the public, in the pulpit, that is. Increased airlift highlighted as a major turning point in the tourism sector. Restriction on UWI Guild of Student Finances explained by the management of Cave Hill Campus. And CARICOM supports Guyana as they outline breaches by Venezuela. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A massive fire over the weekend has destroyed three businesses at Cane Garden St. Thomas. Station officer with the Barbados Fire Service, Roger Bourne, confirmed that at least one of them was insured as they battled the blaze up until yesterday.
There were three businesses, Quality Bus and Truck Spares, Scala XL and Speed Shop, which were all totally destroyed by fire. One of the businesses so far, we have made contact with the owner, and that business is insured, which was the first business, Quality Bus and Truck Spares. This fire was under the command of Division Officer Small. There were five station officers, 28 fire officers, with seven fire appliances on the scene. We also got assistance from Beads Bottlers, which allowed us to excavator to help remove the mangled metal so that we can make progress in terms of fully extinguishing the fire and to mitigate the situation.
The owner of the building, overwhelmed by the devastation, declined to comment, but confirmed that everything had been lost. His business, Quality Bus and Truck Spares, was based at that location and had no other branches. Meanwhile, Roseanne Baptiste, who was staying at a house nearby, recounted what she saw.
It didn't impact us that much when it started, or when we became aware that the building was on fire. We were told that it was burning for at least approximately 2 hours before we actually saw anything. In my 50-something years, I've never seen firsthand flames that high. It was really high. It was bright red, orangey color. So for me, it was like, oh, you know, you felt fearful, but not afraid, if you know what I mean. So they're just two occupants of that house directly next to the building. Stayed with us until a relative came to take them, to stay with them overnight, because they were told that they could not stay in the house.
Roseanne Baptiste, who was staying in a house near the fire in Cane Garden St. Thomas. Senator Canon Dr. John Rogers has taken the debate surrounding the new ownership of the Civic Center in Whole Town to the pulpit, warning his parishioners to be vigilant. While delivering a sermon at the St. George Parish Church yesterday, he expressed his concern for the manner in which the Civic Center has been sold, saying it can have implications for generations to come.
We must stay awake if we hear that in January something was sold to a company that is going to partner with the government to do some great project. And then later on in February, we hear that the deal is not done. And then two days later, we hear it's owned by a private person. That should bother us, because it means your police station, your court, the Barbados Revenue Authority are on the property of a private citizen. Stay awake. Keep watch. If we allow the veil to be over our eyes, as St. Paul says, we will not see the glory of God.
Senator Canon Dr. John Rogers. Minister of Tourism and International Transport Ian Gooding-Edgell has highlighted the increase in airlift as a key tool to strengthening the island's tourism sector. Speaking at the Sandals Barbados Staff Awards over the weekend, Mr. Gooding-Edgell spoke to the various airlines now landing at the Grantley Adams International Airport daily.
I'm sure that all of you who anticipated the return of American Airlines daily service from John F. Kennedy Airport will know what that has done to help build out the tourism sector in Barbados. And the fact that Delta Airlines commenced operations last November on a daily service into Barbados from Atlanta would have obviously spoken volumes to the efforts that we are making to promote not only an effective destination, not only to ensure that Barbados becomes the destination of choice, but also to ensure that we open additional gateways of entry into Barbados.
He also said that it was important Barbadians understood the benefit increased airlift would bring to other sectors outside of the sector.
We anticipate that these improvements will significantly increase visitor numbers, stimulating economic growth in multiple sectors. Tourists will dine in your restaurants and they will explore what Oisin's and other places of interest have to offer, explore shops, and experience our vibrant culture. Everything spins together, forming a cycle of prosperity fueled by the collaborative efforts of the government, private sector, and local communities.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooding Edgell. Following the protest attempt at the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus last week, officials have released a statement pointing to financial irregularities within the Guild of Students. One of the reasons for protest outlined in last week's demonstration by students was the removal of the Guild's independence in managing funds allocated. The statement from the Marketing and Communications Department said this decision was not taken lightly, but reflects their commitment to transparency, accountability and responsible stewardship of resources. Efforts to reach Guild President Tyson Holder or Deputy Principal Professor Winston Moore were unsuccessful up to news time. The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, C2SAB, is raising concern about some public sector workers being placed on contracts for jobs they believe should be permanent. General Secretary Dennis DePisa highlighted specific examples, arguing that certain roles should not be classified as contractual positions. He warned that this is not a trend the union wants to see in the public sector.
There is a place for contract employment, and that would obtain in the nature of where there are projects. It is understandable that a person could be employed for a fixed period of time. However, when it comes to persons in full-time employment, it would be seemingly not the best practice, inasmuch that those persons would be denied security of tenure and to the number of benefits that they can be accrued that will come with the job. As in the public service of Barbados, we have noticed that there is a tendency towards this. The chief executive officer in the Ministry of Agriculture and also the chief education officer, those persons are in contract. But I like to think that those jobs are full-time jobs and those persons should not be in those types of arrangements.
He explained the possible impacts this trend could have on employees.
It's problematic in that, one, that those persons would be serving at the whims and fancy and the bequests of the employer, and they could be very tenuous terms of employment, because you might have a job today, and as the cliche may be used nowadays, if your principles collide with the will of the employer, then there is a problem in the making. So I would like to think that that is not what you would want to see. And moreover, that this new trend is being done within public service, even without any consultation with the trade union movement and the Congress of Trade Unions.
General Secretary of C2SAB, Dennis DePisa. The government of Venezuela has dismissed comments made by the president of Guyana, Dr. Irfan Ali, concerning the presence of one of Venezuela's military vessels in Guyana's territorial waters. Venezuela said the remarks made by the Guyanese president were full of inaccuracies, falsehoods, and contradictions, and accused him of trying to disrupt the peace and tranquility by sowing seeds of a dangerous conflict. Early Saturday, Guyana's president, Irfan Ali, alerted the international community to threats by the Venezuelan military and also revealed that Barbados' Prime Minister Mia Motley, as chairman of CARICOM, had already taken note of the issue.
We are monitoring this situation. I can tell you that the chair of CARICOM is already actively engaging on this matter with Venezuela, and also the Argyle Agreement, the interlocutor. In the Argyle Agreement, Prime Minister Ralph Gonzalez has been informed of this development, and he is also in communication with Caracas. I've also spoken to the leader of the opposition and briefed him on the initial circumstances. Later today, as we have greater details, the leader of the opposition and I will be meeting so that he can be fully briefed and updated on this matter.
Also making a statement on the matter yesterday was the United Kingdom's Foreign Secretary David Lammy, who said he condemned the provocative act, emphasizing the UK's commitment to Guyana's internationally recognized borders. Recapping the headlines. Three St. Thomas businesses destroyed by fire. A senator takes on the Whole Town Civic Centre debate in the pulpit. Increased airlift highlighted as a major turning point in the tourism sector. Restriction on UWI Guild students' finance explained by the management of the Cave Hill campus. And CARICOM supports Guyana as they outline breaches by Venezuela. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.